This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
All right, so let's take a listen to this one then. An attorney, South African attorney Zinhle Novazi, has written to the Department of International Relations and Cooperation about experience of being required to complete a questionnaire offered only in Afrikaans when she was flying to London. Ms. Novazi was traveling from Ibiza in Spain to London. She was told that the requirement was implemented because of a high prevalence of fake South African passports, and thus completing the questionnaire in Afrikaans could help with the authentication. When she queried this, the use of a questionnaire, she was told that it was a requirement introduced a week earlier, and that people flying from Ireland to the UK were also required to fill in the same questionnaire. She joins us on the line now from the UK. Zinhle Novazi, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Listen, I tell you, in this country, the jokes write themselves. What on earth was this? What was the explanation given to you? In fact, what happened when you queried the use of Afrikaans, or when you protested the use of Afrikaans?
My goodness, I won't even lie. I was shocked. So initially when I asked, I was like, you know what? In SA, we do speak English. So why could the questionnaire not be in English? Mm. And then I was told that if it was in English, it would have been too easy for South Africans to pass. So they picked an African language. And I was like, you know, in South Africa, I think less than 10% of South Africans speak Afrikaans. So if that was really the justification, you should have gone for a language like you see Zulu, which is the prominent language. Mm. So it was just back and forth. But at the same time, it's like I'm short of time because I need to get to the boarding gate.
Right.
So eventually the lady said to me, you know what, if you do really want to file an official complaint, you're welcome to address it with immigration control.
Mm. So this is happening at the airport in Ibiza.
This is happening at the airport in Ibiza. And as right. It's happening, you know, I take a picture of this questionnaire. I'm sharing it on Instagram to tell people, look, this is my experience. And in the same breath, I'm getting responses from other people saying, listen, actually, I know somebody last week who experienced the same thing. We initially thought it was a joke, but it looks like it's actually something official. And worst of all, this questionnaire, as I'm sharing it to like different people and platforms, people who are even Afrikaans speakers are saying there's typos on it. So there's like doubt as to whether this is actually even official, because if it was official, it should at least not have even typos in Afrikaans. But never mind that. I don't even think that's an official way of verifying if somebody is South African or not. I mean, an official passport with a Schengen visa, and I've got a British residence pass, surely that should be enough to verify that I am South African.
How's your Afrikaans anyway?
Hi, I was lucky that I went through first additional Afrikaans language in high school.
Yeah.
But I think that's still besides the point.
Of course it is.
Form of being given an Afrikaans questionnaire and being told like that's the only way to identify that you're South African.
It's ridiculous. And I mean, and they didn't offer the form in any other African language, as they put it. Like, why did you, if you had asked for a version in isiZulu, how would that have played out then, or what happened?
Exactly, because when I was actually telling them the stats, they were like, oh, but do you understand this? And I was like, that's besides the point. I'm like, I'm just lucky. You are fortunate to have somebody who has learned Afrikaans, but this is not, you know, this does not represent the entire nation. So I think, and even if it was, and this is just to like, it doesn't mean everyone is literate enough to read isiZulu. So I think this was really an unfortunate thing on their behalf.
Well, we have 11 languages. They should have a form in 11 languages, because we do.
Exactly.
Yeah. In fact, we've got 11 plus. Now we'll soon have a sign language. But this is outrageous. In the end, did you have to fill out the form, or did they let you go without filling it in?
So this is the trauma of it. I had to sit there and watch them mark it, because they said the only way I could board the plane is if I pass. I think I got something like 13 out of the 15 questions.
You got 13 out of 15 right.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, so what is the path allocation? And they're like, no, some of it is like on a case-by-case basis.
Ah.
In fact, when I actually shared the story on Instagram, there was somebody who had told me that their parent had missed their flight because they failed the test.
So
you can imagine the financial implications of this.
So this is like, they were freestyling the whole thing because they said it's on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, well, they were saying the passing, they don't really have a pass mark. So I don't know if it happens, like, if you get, like, 5 out of 15, whether they then decide and then have another avenue. Because I passed the test, I don't actually know what the next step is if you happen to fail it.
And tell me about the type of questions that you had to answer.
So it's questions like, first of all, I was like, actually, I can read Afrikaans, but I don't think I can write the answers in Afrikaans. Mm. So they allowed me to write them in English. So it was questions like, what is the most famous...
In Afrikaans, market? Please. In Afrikaans, please, Intle.
Yeah, are you asking me? I think it was something like, what is the hoogste berg in Kapstad? What is the Kierf and the South African flag? Those kind of questions. They were very kind of like touristy. I don't think they're like in-depth. And also when I was doing the test, it's not like they were stopping me from using my phone because I practically took a picture of the test with the intention of like, let me just share and warn other people so that like no one gets...
Wow. And have you had any response to your official complaint?
So Durka hasn't responded yet, but I, to be fair, I emailed them on Monday.
Okay.
So I'm still waiting for a response from them. We'll wait until they get back.
Oh well. And otherwise, how was it?
Permission.
Right. And otherwise, how was Ibiza?
Yeah. No, you don't think these things still happen in 2022, hey?
Isn't it? You are deflecting. I said, how was Ibiza?
Ibiza is, do you know what? I think Ibiza is a little bit hyped. It's like Bloemfontein with an island, because it is a small town, but the island part of Ibiza is beautiful. The rest of it is literally a small town. It was absolutely amazing.
And how was the turn up? You had a good time, though, at least. It didn't spoil your holiday. It didn't spoil your time you had there.
No, thankfully it happened at the end. At least my holiday was still worth it, but I don't think anyone else deserves to go through this.
Wow. All right. No, this is fascinating. I honestly also thought this was some type of a joke, but fortunately it didn't stop you getting to where you needed to go. But I'll be fascinated to hear what the response is from Derko when you do get it. And I, of course, we'll also reach out to them. But thanks so much for sharing your experience.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm just happy to shed light in case somebody else is flying to London anytime this week.
You're living in London now?
Yes, I am. So I took a year sabbatical to pursue my master's degree this side.
Look at you. All right. Awesome. Zinhle, been great talking to you. Have a good all the best there. Stay well.
Thank you so much.
That's Zinhle Novazi there, who had to fill out a yellow forum in Afrikaans to prove her South African credentials.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.